And right now, it's 6 minutes of stardom. We're going to feature some live local music. I have the Afternooners in studio. Hello, gentlemen.
How's it going, man?
All right, there's quite a few of you in here. So why don't we kind of go around the room real quick. You can introduce yourselves, say what's your name, and what you do for the band.
Yeah, my name is Bryce Cronin. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I sing and play guitar.
My name is Brett Talent. I play bass and sing a little bit.
Brian Martin. I play lead guitar and sing a little bit as well.
All right, Brian, make sure you get closer to that mic next time.
Ben Stevens. I play keys and sing backup.
Okay.
Blake Harmon, and I play drums and do a little bit of singing as well.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you all coming in and doing this. This is going to be a lot of fun. We are featuring live local music here on Hits 96. There's a wonderful musical scene here in the scenic city, and I know you guys are a big part of it. You've done, all of the big festivals that have come to mind this past year, Riverbend and Riverfront Nights, right?
Yeah. It was a big summer for us, for sure. We're really happy to be a part of both of those bills.
Let's talk about how it all began. How did the Afternooners come to be? How did this all start for everyone?
It started with me and Blake, the drummer, and this is Bryce speaking over here. And we, about when we were 19 years old, we started the band freshman year of college, and then, you know, kind of went through a few members, and then Ben, the keyboardist, joined, and then we stole Brett from another band, luckily. Hey. He stuck with us. And then Brian, the guitarist, he used to come up and just kind of be featured in a couple songs, you know, towards the end of the set. And then eventually, you know, became a permanent member. And this has been the core group for about 3 years now. So
nice.
Really, really happy how it turned out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When it comes to the creative process now of the Afternooners, songwriting, music, melody, whatever was going on, how does that collaboration work when it comes to the five of you?
Most of the time, we just, set in stone whatever sticks. A bunch of times we know what we want to set out and do.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of us are songwriters, especially Bryce, and we'll just bring in songs. But sometimes we just like to jam around and improv, and whatever sticks
right
makes the cut.
Speaking of jamming around and improv, and I know you guys have a show coming up at the Barrel House Ballroom this coming Saturday. It's going to be a Halloween show, and I think I read that somewhere that there's skits involved. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, so...
what does that even mean?
Ben may want to about a couple of the skits, because he's organized them.
We got our buddy Nick, who is... we kind of sometimes run him ragged on putting him in all these costumes, but we'll have... he'll come out and do some... let's just say spooky antics. I don't want to give too much.
Okay, all right. Yeah. It'll be perfect for Halloween. Yeah.
Yes, it'll very Halloween themed.
Very cool. When it comes to live performances, how'd you guys get into that? What do you enjoy about it? What do you not enjoy about it? Talk about seeing the Afternooners live.
So our live show is kind of our staple, I would say. You know, like we love the music we've recorded, but we like to put in the theatrics, and we like to put in a lot of energy, you know, jump out in the crowd, go on a stage dive, make it fun, make it an experience that people are going to remember.
Sure.
So I think that's kind of where we stick out more than just the records.
And every show is going to be totally different. You're not going to get the same show twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of jam and a lot of improvising.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh.
The more fun the band is having too, I feel like it's easier for the crowd to get into it.
Right.
So it's just putting out the energy to get the energy back.
Yeah. And vice versa for
exactly.
sure. Yeah.
I think I saw some videos and pictures when you guys were at Riverbend. Were you all wearing hazmat suits or something like that?
There were coveralls. So we've tried to get a coordinated outfit for many years now, and that was the first time we finally pulled it off.
If you're gonna do it, Riverbend's the stage.
Exactly. And then this one, we'll definitely be in costume.
Yes.
For this.
Well,
one, of course.
For a Halloween show, you cannot go wrong with a costume. Mm-hmm. So, and I can only assume we're urging everybody to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Absolutely.
If you're gonna be an attendee, so make sure you get those details. You can go to the Barrel House website. There'll also be a link later on this evening at hits96.com. We're gonna play one of your songs called "Running on Fumes." What should we know about this song? How did this one come to be?
Well, I had gone over to Bryce's house one night, and we were just kind of messing around, and he had the like kind of rough chord progression, and he did a few tweaks to it, and he had the lead part. He's great at writing earworms, you know, sticks in your head. And then I wrote all the lyrics to it, and then we both worked on harmonies, and then took it to the band. And at first we were just playing acoustically and it wasn't hitting. And then once it kind of hit full band and got some momentum behind it, the poppiest one we got.
Once once we added the glockenspiel in there, that's how we knew it was completed. In the marimba.
Now, where do you guys find your inspiration to write these songs? Where do you feel inspired? Personal relationships, things that are happening in your life? You see a bird fly by? What's the deal?
It's different for all of us. We're all very different people, and we all come from different kind of backgrounds. So it's definitely individualized with each person. Some of us like, you know, really out there stuff. Some of us like really classical and, you know, just standards. It's really easy to, just find a middle area between all of us and then collaborate and create something to where you can find your piece within the big picture and add your part over everybody else's creative process as well.
Yeah. So it's a pretty open door policy too.
Definitely. I can only assume
everybody feels open about it. You can kind of say your own thing and feel like, well, you know, Bryce, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but we'll make it work.
Exactly. You get shut down a lot.
For me, I write my best music when I get dumped, so shout out to the ex-girlfriend.
There we go. One final question for you guys. When it comes to the local scene, you guys have been part of it now for a number of years. We always like to kind of shout out to maybe other acts that you guys have seen so people can kind of expand their horizon when it comes to local music. And then, of course, the local venues, because places like Barrel House, Clyde's, we've mentioned, and numerous others now are really the opportunity that are the ones giving the opportunity for you guys to go out and expose yourselves, especially to, well, that sounded weird, but you know what I'm trying to say. Expose yourself to the music scene. Yeah. So any favorites that you wanted to kind of give a shout out
local
to?
Local favorites?
Yeah, local favorites.
Behold the Brave. I think we're all thinking that one. Behold the Brave is our favorite local band for sure. And we're actually going to have Mike Walker, the bass player, sit in on a couple songs playing guitar.
Nice. He's the one featured on the Ghostbusters track
correct,
you guys
correct,
released from last year.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And then Three Star Revival, they're on the bill with us for the show Saturday. So we love them. Dolphin Group, Strong Like a Horse.
Like a horse. I mean, Et Cetera is really good. And of course, shout out to Barrel House inside of Five Wits.
Yeah.
They're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah.
They always take good care
Mike
of
Dewar,
us.
Shout out to the talent buyer.
Absolutely. Any other venues? You got Barrel House Ballroom, of course. That's the list. Clyde's is always featuring
Signal,
local acts. Signal, of course. Oh, my gosh.
And the Tiny JJs. Like, can't go wrong with JJs.
That's where everybody's, you know, getting their start and to. Ziggy's, I mean, that's not a place anymore, but that's where we first played our first show, you know, a little dive bar, and we love it all. We'll play anywhere. We just like having fun, you know.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. This has been fun. We're going to play Running on Fumes. You can go check out theafternooners.com for full details on everything these guys got going on. Purchase your tickets there as well for the Barrel House show happening on Saturday, and of course, you can follow them on social media. We will link up as well. Go to hits96.com. We have a nice little hub of information for all things The Afternooners. Gentlemen, thanks. You guys ready for Running on Fumes on a pop station?
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming in. Here's The Afternooners, Running on Fumes for 6 minutes of stardom on Hits 96.